This is Mental, the podcast to destigmatize mental health. I'm Bobby Temps.
I'm Danny Hogan.
Each Thursday, we delve into a factor or condition that influences the mind and how to better manage it. With special guests and stats you can trust, here we go. We're back for another bonus episode, and this time talking to Marcus Farry. He is a good friend of mine and previous guest on the podcast, where he talked all about meditation. It is one of my favourite episodes, if you want to check that out. However, be warned, we did have some technical errors with the audio, so it might be one to listen through headphones for, just to balance that out. For this short interview, he's back to talk a little bit about how he's trying to keep his regular meditation practice and still stay in contact with clients despite all the changes that are going on. And he also provides a short guided meditation at the end of the interview. It was actually interrupted by his dog barking like crazy, as is one of the many perils of working from home for him right now. But we re-recorded it, so it sounds as relaxing as ever. I certainly found a lot of benefit, and I hope you will too. It's here for our listeners to use whenever and as much as you want to. So with all that said, we'll get into this brief interview and guided meditation with Marcus.
Hi, I'm Marcus from Meditating Marcus and founder and owner of MediCal. I hope you're all doing well in this lockdown. A few challenges that I personally have come across is not seeing my loved ones, my grandma. I do love her to pieces, I do. And it's just frustrating sometimes when you're walking past the house and she's waving at the window and you're dropping off the food that she needs. I have, however, given her my old tablet so I can actually do some FaceTime with her. Although it seems challenging sometimes to get her to engage on the iPad screen. You know, it's better than talking through the window. You know, with my position at the moment, I'm doing a lot of like over the phone meditations. I've also applied for a care home position, so I can extend my care services, which I'm experiencing as well, so I can actually teach meditation in there and just keep the positive morale high when spirits sometimes seem low in this dark time. Another challenge is, like, some people don't have gardens or anything like that, but if you do, feel free just to get out there for the fresh air. Like if you're in an apartment block, for example, keeping yourself fit. There's YouTube as well, yoga's videos, and giving yourself a little structured day of what you need to do a day. I'm learning French at the moment, believe it or not, on Duolingo. You know, it's the little things that keep you kind of sane. Yeah,
I love that. And I think meditation is really important right now because a lot of us are really struggling to just get our head around this. You know, even me podcasting about it, I struggle to form cohesive thoughts about it at times because it's just so new and so different to the life we're used to. And meditation can be really helpful with that because it's a really great way of acknowledging the thoughts and seeing what kind of things are coming up, but creating a emotional distance from them so that everything you think of doesn't instantly make you anxious or get you into a worry.
A couple of tricks would be, we all have to wash the pots. Is wash the pots and just solely think about the sponge cleaning and then drying, not thinking or even allowing anything else to enter the mind. Obviously it will, but again, returning back to the task in hand, because that's the meditation, because we're focusing on one task and being mindful of where we are. That's a secret, really. Just keep ourselves returning back to the present, not letting these thoughts of the future, thoughts of the past, keep ourselves overwhelmed and anxious. If we are struggling, there's breath techniques we can do. Again, little releases we can have during the day, whether it's through exercise. Get lost in the adventure of a book. That's a great one. There's also a book I've just found that you can actually download, and it's like a day planner. Plan your day. Sunrise to sunset. Yeah. I do a meditation in the morning to keep me balanced, and a meditation at night. If you've never done these before, I mean, YouTube has plenty. Just to try and walk your way into the door of meditation.
Possibly more than ever, it's helpful to bring that focus in, because otherwise the temptation is to think about all the things we're missing out on Whereas actually meditation can be really helpful on centering you into, okay, here's the things that are right here that I can access and I can focus on productively.
Absolutely. It's being productive with the time we have now. Try and set it as a task. If not now, when?
And many people probably have the time to set a new routine that they don't usually. You know, we can get so caught up in our day-to-day, whereas right now we're all being forced to step back to a degree and sort of look on our life somewhat externally while we're being encouraged to be inside more than ever. This is a great time to start a meditation routine.
It helps. Even just before the evening, you can pop it on YouTube, meditation at night, and again, headspace, calm, breathe. There's apps out there that really can take your focus inwards, and you can just create that sense of calm within and letting go of everything that's going around us instead of worrying about all these external things that we can't control.
And so along that line of thinking, you've got a 10-minute meditation to share with us.
I have. It's going to be a 10-minute breath awareness meditation, solely focused on our breath. Now, we might think this is quite easy to do. However, I invite you all to find a comfortable seated position with your back straight, your left hand down, and then your right hand just sitting on top where your thumbs interlaced, like so. Now we're all seated in a comfortable position. Let's begin. Okay. So gently now, breathing in through the nose, expanding the stomach, and exhaling through the mouth. We're going to do this 3 times. Inhale through the mouth. Expanding the stomach and the diaphragm, and exhale through the mouth. Inhale through the nose. And exhale through the mouth. And now gently closing down the eyes. Returning to our normal breathing pattern. In through our nose. And now exhaling just through our nose. Not changing our breathing, just naturally letting the air pass through. So we're going to solely focus now on the breath, feeling relaxed. Inhaling through our nose, allowing the cold air to pass through as we follow it all the way as we expand our stomach, all the way down and exhale, letting the stomach relax, following the air pass through as we exhale through our nose. Again, I invite you all to just slowly come to one with this. Just breathing in through our nose, allowing the cool air to pass. And as we exhale, feeling the air brush the top of our lip. Just releasing any tension we have on the top of our head. Relaxing the forehead. Letting go, dropping the tongue from the roof of the mouth. Relaxing the jaws, unwinding here. And dropping our shoulders, just really easing in and then returning to our breath. In through our nose and out through our nose, slowly focusing all our concentration, if it's easy for you, on the tip of our nose, feeling the sensations of the air being welcomed in with that inhale. As thoughts come to pass during this meditation, just returning, whether it's from the past or the future, returning back to our breath, the tip of our nose, inhaling beautiful cold air in, and exhaling out. Solely focusing here. We may have 100 thoughts, and we may have to bring our awareness and concentration back 100 times, returning to our breath. Training the mind to return back to the moment of the now and surrendering to that one task, our breath. And as we do this, just noticing how relaxed we feel. And then returning back to our breath, in through the nose, and out through the nose, as we create space within, and relax into our breathing meditation. It's creating a mind to non-react. Training ourselves not to react to anything, but to return to the present moment. Not reacting to any thoughts from the future or the past. And returning to our breath. Feeling the peace from within set you free. And how this feels throughout the body as we surrender to the present moment of our breath. This reduces our anxiety, stress, lowering our blood pressure, increasing the harmony within, giving us control and discipline of the mind. Training ourselves to have razor sharp focus. As we focus and keep returning to our breath, to the now. It helps us discover our purpose. It decreases all our muscle tensions. And builds our own self-confidence. Just inhaling through our nose. And exhaling back through our nose. As we gain clarity. Rewire our brain. And have better focus from within. Meditation really enhances our mood. So it's perfect for this current present time. Slowly just moving their hands at our fingertips. Rubbing our hands together, and as we rub our hands together, placing them over our eyes. And then slowly blinking and breaking the fingers away. And returning to the now of our new centered state. Hoping that you all have a beautiful day. I'm Marcus, and thank you for joining me in this 10-minute meditation.
That was great. You pleased with that?
I'm ecstatic with that.
Of course, you can return to this whenever you want and practice as much as you want. But like Marcus said, there's so many apps out there, so many videos, different approaches, that as much as meditation can feel complicated, actually, when you boil it down, it's quite straightforward in its basic elements.
It actually grows stronger and stronger each day we meditate.
Indeed. Grant, so we'll wrap up there. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.